Hey everyone, Ellie here, wishing you a very, very happy Friday. So much going on in the legal news. Before we get to this week's podcast, just a reminder to check out my other podcast, Up Against the Mob, Season 2, Episode 7, the final episode of the season, has dropped this week. Check them all out. There's obviously 7 episodes total. They're about 25 to 35 minutes each. I promise if you start episode 1, you will binge all the way through to the end. It's been great hearing from so many of you who've been listening. It's been a blast to put this one together. And now here's this week's brief. Judge Juan Merchan is a thoroughly impressive jurist. He has a strong pedigree, a former prosecutor who's put in 16 years of distinguished service on the bench. He garners public raves from practitioners who've appeared before him. Well-prepared, efficient, practical, and a man of his word, to quote a few. It's clear upon reading the transcript of last week's arraignment of Donald Trump that Judge Merchan is absolutely up to the task of trying one of the highest profile, most contentious cases we've ever seen. He's firmly in control of his courtroom, yet entirely reasonable, practical, and courteous. All that said, he has to go. Judge Merchan should recuse himself from the Trump case. It's the right thing to do for the prosecution, for the defendant, and for the case itself. Let's just call out the obvious dynamic right up front. There's a broad and well-supported perception that Judge Merchan is a good draw for prosecutors and a bad one for Trump. So anyone who hopes to see Trump convicted wants him to stay on the case, and those who want Trump to skate would like to see him bumped. But those views are short-sighted. Without a doubt, Judge Merchan is a good draw for the prosecution. Within the positive public commentary about him, there's a notable pro-prosecution tilt. He's been repeatedly described by practitioners as, quote, tough, but also fair. And a public defender noted that, quote, if it's a close call, his reputation is that he lands on the prosecution's side. Indeed, it seems that the Trump prosecutors wanted Judge Merchan on the case. We don't know entirely for sure, but it appears that the Manhattan DA's office designated the Trump indictment as, quote, related to the prior cases involving Allen Weisselberg and the Trump Organization, over which Judge Merchan presided, thereby directing the Trump matter to him as well. This is a common prosecutorial practice, which frankly amounts to a bit of judge shopping. If you have a new case that might be related to a prior case, and you like the judge on the prior case, you file the new matter as, quote, related to the old one, which means you'll likely get the same judge assigned. If you don't like the judge on the prior case, then you just put the new case in for the ordinary random assignment and you hope for a better draw. We did this routinely at the SDNY, and any prosecutor who tells you this does not happen just isn't being straight with you. Now to the problem with Judge Merchan. In July 2020, he made 3 donations totaling $35, yes, just $35, to Act Blue, a partisan Democratic Party political fundraising organization. Importantly, Judge Merchan earmarked his donations to 3 specific causes: the, quote, Progressive Turnout Project, end quote, Biden for President 2020, and something called Stop Republicans, which describes its own purpose as, quote, resisting the Republican Party and Donald Trump's radical right-wing legacy, end quote. Yes. The donations are laughably, ridiculously, absurdly small. Even as a dishwasher for a catering company in the 1990s, I made $35 in a few hours. But the problem isn't in the amounts. It's in the effort itself. We know that Judge Merchan took the affirmative step, the effort of going onto the ActBlue website, donating his own money, and specifically designating it to support Joe Biden's 2020 campaign, to stop Republicans, and to resist Trump's, quote, radical right-wing legacy. The very person against whom Biden ran, the Republican whom Merchan wants to stop and resist, just happens to be the same human being who now sits in Judge Merchan's courtroom at the defendant's table with his liberty at stake. This is simply untenable. Would we accept the opposite? What if Judge Merchan had donated, again, just a few dollars, to Trump's 2020 campaign and to a group dedicated to resisting Biden's radical left-wing legacy? Would you be fine with him presiding over Trump's criminal case then? More to the point, what if special counsel Robert Hur were to recommend charges against Joe Biden relating to retention of classified documents, and Biden were to get indicted and face potential imprisonment after he leaves office? Now imagine if the judge on the hypothetical Biden case had donated to Trump for President 2020 and to a group dedicated to stopping Biden's radical left legacy. Worse yet, imagine if Biden faced trial while he was a declared candidate to regain the presidency in 2028, running against Trump. Are you just fine with that same judge staying on the Biden case? Should the American public be okay with this? One prominent legal ethics expert noted correctly that Judge Mershon's donations, quote, would be forbidden under both the American Bar Association model rules of judicial conduct and the New York State ethics rules, which squarely prohibit any partisan political activity. A financial donation to one political party and one candidate, even of a mere $35, qualifies on its face. The same legal ethics expert goes on, however, to opine that the donation, quote, would be viewed as trivial, especially given the small sums, end quote, and would not require recusal. With all due respect to this expert, who I do think highly of, this is a tortured, unprincipled take. Where exactly is the line? Would a $35,000 donation do the trick? Surely. How about $3,500? How about $350? The judicial rules here are clear. No partisan political activity is permitted. Not some, as long as it's not too much. Not a little is okay if you really dislike the defendant and think the judge might be bad for him. None. Sorry. Judge Mershon's donations raise a larger problem, too. The appearance of a conflict of interest. Even if we take it as true that Judge Mershon's donation would not influence or reflect his actual judicial conduct in the Trump case in any way, and given what I know, I'd absolutely stipulate to that, the appearance here is unacceptable. We simply cannot have a high-stakes trial where the judge has directly contributed money to a fund dedicated to the political defeat of the defendant who now appears before him, who also happens to be a declared candidate in the upcoming 2024 election. There's just no way to tamp down that toxic appearance here. Anyone who's pulling for a Trump conviction and wants Judge Mershon to stay on the case has got it backwards. In fact, it's best for the prosecution if Judge Mershon recuses himself, because a failure to do so will leave a gaping appeal issue for Trump if he should wind up being convicted. Any such conviction presided over during an election season by a judge who donated to anti-Trump causes would face a realistic prospect of reversal on appeal. There seems to be a broad misperception that recusal is some sort of punishment. It's not. Recusal is not discipline or reprobation. It's a procedure designed to protect the integrity of our judicial processes, especially in criminal cases, where defendants are entitled to conflict-free proceedings. Judges recuse themselves from cases all the time. There's no shame in it. Conflicts of interest or potential conflicts happen. Recusal is the remedy, protecting the defendant, the courts, and the prosecution itself. Judge Mershon has been nothing but impressive on the bench, and his recusal might feel like a blow against the prospect of an eventual Trump conviction, but it's the right and necessary thing to do. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and stay informed.